This is Come All Ye on 2MCE, your community FM station in the Central West. My name's Bruce Cameron, and I'm pleased to have your company today as we explore various aspects of folk, acoustic, Americana, roots, and other sorts of music, as we do every week here on 2MCE. Today's program opens with a set of tunes from North Leitrim in Ireland. Lovely album called Within a Mile of Kilty. It's traditional Irish music featuring a whole bunch of good fiddle players: John Gordon, Ben Lennon, Charlie Lennon, Brian Rooney, Morris Lennon, and Seamus Quinn. And we'll hear The Wandering Minstrel, Fasten the Leg in Her, and The Road to Kesh. Welcome to Come All Ye.
Is all we ever gonna be. down by the river. Feels a breath that makes him shiver. Takes a breath and makes him dive along. But today I don't get no vacation. Down in that subway station, the only break they take is to the bone. And they're waiting on the train to take them home. They're waiting on the train to take them home. I don't think I see much of anything for me in visions of the past or the ever after. Now is what can be, all the rest is wait and see. Those prophets never hear that cosmic laughter. And gypsies in their wagons rolling never hear those death bells tolling. Never take no notice of the tone. But I do, and my pulse beats quicker. Scornful laughs and knowing snicker stop my heart and sink it like a stone. Now I'm waiting on the train. Waiting on the train to take me home.
Chris Smither, fine guitarist and fine singer and songwriter. That was the title track from an album of his released a little while ago called Train Home. It's a good album too. There's one track on it, not the one we heard, but one track featuring background vocals from Bonnie Raitt. I didn't play that one because it's Desolation Row and it goes for a bit over 7 minutes, so that's a bit too long for this program right now. We might hear it one day. Sometime in the future. Opening Come All Ye today, we heard a good set of jigs played by John Gordon on fiddle, with Charlie Lennon playing piano. We heard The Wandering Minstrel, Fasten the Leg in Her, and The Road to Kesh, all from North Leitrim, from an album called Within a Mile of Kilty, traditional Irish music from North Leitrim. What it says on the tin, that's what it is. Now then, let's hear from Emily Slade. Haven't heard from Emily Slade for a little while on the program. Another title track, this time from one of her albums called Shire Boy.
Through my door, carried me a memory from 7 years. church and a field where I'd walk between the cows and the rabbits and the sheep. You could walk between the horses up the white lines on your street. Running through each season, spinning through each day, skidding backwards through the winters on sacks filled with hay. With a boy from the green is where I first found love, in a can of stolen cider from his parents' pub. A teenage fascination in the arms of your girl, your crooked front teeth and the curl of your hair. I called your number. Is love still there? And I think I preferred the way things were. I'll keep them in the past. It helps things last. To see you now would change it all somehow. I think it all might crumble down soon. I think it all might crumble down soon. In a bar near Houston, you arrived in your suit with your briefcase and your brolly and your shined up shoes. In a new way of talking that's just so not you. You said life in the city's like a day that cannot end. And the more I seem to earn, the more I need to spend. And do you remember my brother? Well, now he's got a wife and a baby and a garden and a life of his own. It sounds like hell, but it beats a life alone. And I think I prefer the way things were. Keep them in the past, it helps things last. To see you now would change it all somehow. I think it all might crumble down soon. I think it all might crumble down soon. You'd ever kissed him and I left you couldn't move like a coward in the mist. And now the sheep's left the meadow and the cow's gone away, but my memories of that evening are always here to stay. You said today could be the start of all the fun we still to share, and the pleading in your eyes I couldn't bear to turn and go. But our memories of those green days are all we'll ever know. And I think I prefer the way things were. I'll keep them in the past. It helps things last. To see you now would change it all somehow. I think it all might crumble down.
Like her voice, that's Emily Slade, and a title track from an album called Shire Boy. You're listening to Come All Ye. Now for something a little different.
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell. of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a Union man or a thug for J.H. Blair. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? My daddy was a miner, and I'm a miner's son. He'll be with you fellow workers till every battle's won. Which side are you on, girls? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, girls? Which side are you on? Can you stand it? Oh, tell me how you can. Will you be a lousy scab or will you be a man? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, girls? Which side are you on?
Well, that was the Kronos Quartet. They don't often get a gig on this program, but they're a very interesting outfit. Been together since 1973, and they grew out of the protest movement, Vietnam War protest movement in San Francisco, formed by David Harrington, who plays violin. 1973, that wasn't recorded in 1973, that's fresh off the boat. That one's from an album called Long Time Passing, a celebration of the life and music of Pete Seeger, which, Side Are You On, was written in 1931 by Florence Reese after her family was terrorised by the police in Harlan County, Kentucky. They broke into her house looking for her husband, who was an organiser with the Miners' Union, and she was so annoyed at what happened that she wrote that song, just wrote it out. And it's become something of an anthem, as well it might. Come All Years, the program. And coming up, the Two Oceans Trio.
If I could shimmy like my sister Kate, I'd shake it like a bowl of jelly on a plate. You know, my mama was asking just the other night. She says, how come all the boys are treating Kate so nice? I said, mama, it's understood that Kate's the best shaker in the neighborhood. Well, I might be delayed, but I'll be up to date if I could shimmy like my sister Kate. My sister Kate, I wouldn't stay home till we pass late. I'd go out and get myself about as high as a kite. You know, I'd do it about every night. Now, mama, you know it's understood Kate's the best shaker in the neighborhood. Well, I may be late, but I'll be up to date. Shimmy like my sister Kate. Shimmy like my sister Kate, shake it like a bowl of jelly on a plate. You know, my mama was asking just the other night. She said, Tim, Kate staying out so late at night. I said, Mama, you know it's understood. Kate's the best shaker in the neighborhood. I may be late, but I'll be up to date. Shimmy like my sister Kate. Yes, I might be late, but I'd be up to date if I could shimmy like my sister Kate.
Familiar voice? Yes, I think so. That's Tim O'Brien. Tim O'Brien playing there with Jerry Paul and Trevor Hutchinson in a lineup called the Two Oceans Trio. They're having a bit of a shimmy with Sister Kate. A group called Bright Season. Well, I think they're a group called that. Yes, they are a group called that. They're made up of three musicians, Michael J. Tinker, Ella Sprung, and Simon Dumpleton. Put out an album called Bright Season, which is their name as a group. We will hear, I think we'll hear two tracks, yes. First, Van Karin Polska and Shotgun, instrumental. Then The Yeoman's Son. I'll tell you a little about The Yeoman's Son when we reach the end of it. It's a song.
Work is o'er and done, and I go glad to rest. And oh, goodbye, my father's house. Goodbye to field and hill. And I'll lie down in the red furrow to sleep and sleep my fill. I shall not rise with the cock crow. I shall not wake with the sun. I shall sleep the sleep of a strong man tired, when his day's work is done. I deep I'll sleep in the red furrow, out o'er the channel flow. And another hand than mine, mother, must lead the harvest home.
Spooky, the Yeoman's Son. Similar theme, perhaps, to The Wife of Usher's Well or The Holland Handkerchief, other songs that of that ilk that grew out of a poem by Cecily Fox Smith, put to music there by Michael Tinker, and it turns up on the album he recorded with Ella Sprung and Simon Dumpleton, who perform as Bright Season. Before the song, we heard the Van Karin Polska and Shotgun. Originally a 3-2 hornpipe by the English piper Andy May, the rest of his band decided it was actually a Swedish polska and called it Shotgun, as in the passenger seat of a car. If you're riding shotgun, that's where you sit. You know all about that. Okay, now on 2MCE and on Come All Ye, and in this program, it's time to introduce you to the featured album. We have a featured album today, and it is called Spider Tales. T-A-L-E-S. Spider Tales. And it comes to us from Jake Blunt. Spells his surname B-L-O-U-N-T. I think it would be pronounced Blunt. He's an award-winning banjoist, fiddler, singer, and scholar. And he's based in Providence, Rhode Island, which is not perhaps typical of old-time banjo players and fiddlers. Anyway, that's where he comes from. He specialises in the music of black and indigenous communities in the southeastern United States and in the regional style of Ithaca, New York. So he's pretty wide-ranging there. He foregrounds the experiences of queer people and people of colour in his work. He studied with modern masters of old-time music, including Bruce Mulsky and Rhiannon Giddens and Hubby Jenkins. Those last two, of course, performed in the Carolina Chocolate Drops. In 2016, Jake Blunt became the first black person to make the finals at the prestigious Appalachian String Band Music Festival, which is better known perhaps as the Clifftop Festival, and the first to win in the traditional band category. So he has a BA in ethnomusicology. He has released a few recordings with award-winning fiddler Tatiana Hargreaves, and we'll hear Tatiana Hargreaves and Rachel Eddy on this album called Spider Tales. We will hear an instrumental. This is one called Roustabout. Jake Blunt and Roustabout. First track we'll hear from him on the program today. His album Spider Tales is indeed the featured album. I think I'll play another one straight away. Tell you a little more. He, for as long as it's existed, the American roots music industry has co-opted black music into a package to be marketed and resold, defagging or erasing perspectives deemed too threatening along the way. And Jake Blunt resurrects these deep musical strains on Spider Tales, named for Anansi, the great trickster of Akan mythology, which I think is from Ghana. Spider Tales features 14 carefully chosen tracks drawn from Blunt's extensive research of black and indigenous mountain music. With a history of hardship and resistance coded into the music, Spider Tales brings out centuries of visceral feeling, refracted again through the lens of Blunt's own experience as an LGBTQ activist and key figure in an emerging wave of queer roots musicians. The album's sound is appropriately haunted. Let me see, spinning through crooked instrumental tunes, modal keys, stark songs, and confounding melodic structures. So as I said earlier, he's joined on the album by Tatiana Hargreaves, very fine fiddle player, Rachel Eddy, guitarist and fiddle. And it's an interesting approach to the music, I guess, and he's bringing a different sensibility to some of the songs. The one I want to play for you now is based on a familiar one. This is Lead Belly's In the Pines, or Where Did You Sleep Last Night? But Jake Blunt interprets the lyrics in relation to homelessness. See what you make of this. Thank you.
don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine, I would shiver.
An interesting reworking of that Leadbelly song. Music from Jake Blunt, featured album on the program today. It's called Spider Tales, an album featuring his take on that style of music and bringing to it a band of mostly queer artists, including himself, to showcase 14 tracks demonstrating a recent sea change in Appalachian music, which has seen queer artists and artists of colour rise to greater visibility than anyone thought possible. So there you go. I hadn't really considered that issue until that album turned up, but yeah, good on him. A band which lasted all of 6 gigs comes to the program next, and you might think, well, they're a bunch of nobodies. They couldn't possibly have been very good musicians if they only lasted 6 gigs. Well, they were Richard Thompson, Ralph McTell, Dave Mattox and Dave Pegg. And in the early 80s, they were pretty much the pick of the crop in English folk rock and that kind of stuff. Not so much folk rock for Ralph McTell, perhaps, but the others, yes, quite formidable talents. We will hear a song that Ralph McTell wrote, and I suspect he might be singing it too. This is called Zimmerman Blues. Now, this is just recorded for the fun of it, really. It was on an old quarter-inch tape, and it hasn't lasted all that well. They apologise in advance before you play the CD, but I think it's an interesting album nonetheless. This is the GPs, Richard Thompson, Ralph McTill, Dave Mattox and Dave Pegg. The album is called Saturday Rolling Around, and they say it's live from Broughton Castle.
It's called the Zimmerman Blues. Ah, some of you seem to know this one.
Oh, I get a little sadness now, just now and then. And it comes to remind me, oh Lord, what it was like when. Well, I was out on the road. I was happy, I was hungry, I was poor, but you're with it and you lose. Oh, you get us a Zimmerman blues. Oh, you get us a Zimmerman blues.
Music from Denmark. They're played by an accordion maestro called Mette Katrin. I can't tell you very much about the music, sadly, because it's all in Danish. No, it's not. The sleeve notes are in Danish. Music might be as well. Anyway, it was called Ostendens Velkomst. You can make of that what you will. I can tell you that Mette Katrin, her last name is Jensen. She was born in 1980. And her family has been long active in the folk music and dance scene in Denmark. Next track comes from Poor Old Horse. Poor Old Horse is David Jones, Heather Wood, Tom Gibney. And we will hear from them a song that you might recognise called Renadine.
One evening as I rambled upon the springing time, I overheard a young woman converse with Renardine. Her hair was black, her eyes were blue, and oh, how they did shine. And he smiled to gaze upon her, did that sly bold Renardine. She said, young man, be civil, my company forsake, for in my own opinion I fear you are some rake. Oh, no, my dear, no rake am I, brought up in Venus' train. But I'm searching for a concealment, all from the judge's man. He said, if you should look for me, perhaps you'll not me find, but I'll be in my castle, enquire for Renardine. Sun and dark she found him, and oh, his teeth did shine. And he led her over the mountain, did that sly bold Renardine.
Yes, just keep away from strangers. That's the message. Simple as that, boys and girls. Poor Old Horse is the trio. David Jones from southeast London. Heather Wood from Yorkshire. The token American in the trio is Tom Gibney, born in the Bronx, New York City. Another one now from the featured album, I think. Move, Daniel.
Move, Daniel, move, Daniel. Move, Daniel, move, Daniel. Move, Daniel, move, Daniel. Move, Daniel, move, Daniel. Move, Daniel, move, Daniel. Move, Daniel, move, Daniel. Move, Daniel, move, Daniel. Move, Daniel, move, Daniel. Whoa, Lord, praise sinner come. Whoa, Lord, sinner gone to hell. Shout Daniel, 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 shout Daniel. Whoa, Lord, pray sinner come. Whoa, Lord, sinner gone to hell. Thank you.
Interesting song, that one. Move Daniel. I should have told you before I played it, a little of its background. The foot percussion was provided by Nick Garris. It's a song learned from the McIntosh County Shouters. I don't know where McIntosh County is, but if they shout loud enough, it doesn't matter. I suppose you can hear them from anywhere. Allegedly was composed by the enslaved Gullah Geechee people. I think that might be somewhere down in the Georgia or North Carolina part of the world. They used the song to covertly guide Daniel, or whoever was listening to it, to guide the person along a safe route to the master's smokehouse in order to steal meat. If you listen to it, it's like a guide, not Underground Railroad sort of guide, but that idea. Another track that was from Spider Tales, featured album on Come All Ye Today by the LGBTQ activist and vocalist, banjo player, fiddle player, Jake Blunt from Providence, Rhode Island, featuring foot percussion, we heard there, from Nick Garris, and fiddle from Tatiana Hargreaves, some fiddle, I think, and guitar and banjo from Rachel Eddy. All very good. I think we might hear from Helene Brunet and Nicola Hayes, who live in Brittany. I think they still live in Brittany. Nicola Hayes used to live in Melbourne. I think she was born in Melbourne and came to old-time fiddle music when she lived there, played with a very strange band called Headbelly Buzzard, about which we will not speak. She's maintained an interest in that sort of music, as well as music from all over the place, particularly Irish and Breton. She plays fiddle, and Helene Brunet plays a thing called a laud, L-A-U-D. It's a 12 string lute type instrument. And it's really rather good. We will hear now one of those crooked tunes that I mentioned earlier. If you want to tune up your fiddle and play along, you'll be tuning into GDGD, cross-tuning, to hear U Piney Mountain, Y-E-W, U Piney Mountain, which came from West Virginian fiddle player Wilson Douglas. It may be that the tune has American Indian origin, and if it's Native American fiddle tune, well, we'll hear another one of those from the featured album before we part company at the end of today's program. Elaine Brené and Nicola Hayes.
Join the wild birds in their crying. stars have turned against me, and he cares no more for me. Oh, when the dark is on.
Was Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer, My Dear Companion, a song always associated with Gene Ritchie. Indeed, it was taken from a double album called Dear Gene, lots of artists celebrating the music of Gene Ritchie, her contribution to musical tradition in North America. Lots of good artists on that double CD, and I dip into it every now and again. But I can't remember the last time I played Kathy Fink and Marcy Marx's version of that. Dear Companion, rather good. You're listening to Come All Ye. Now, an instrumental from the featured album. I was talking a little earlier about crooked tunes and tunes from the Native American repertoire. This one is called Old Timey Grey Eagle. Fairly intense fiddle and banjo romp, taken from an early set of recordings by Manco Sneed from North Carolina. He was part of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. Sneed is also the source for the old-time fiddle instrumental Done Gone. That's also on this album. Don't know whether we'll have time for it, but we might. So, old-timey Grey Eagle from Jake Blunt and his pals. Thank you.
have no help and no hindrance to give. They only speak as they find. They have their own lives to live and let live, and their own business to mind. Their cards are played close to the heart, but when apples are spilled from their cart, the parish notices. So when two lovers came there to dwell beneath their blue summer skies, women folk started to whisper, and well, men folk began to despise. There are places such love may belong, but when it's here and so bold and so strong, the parish
another title track, that one from Jez Lowe and the band Pennies, The Parish Notices, a song in which he describes the challenges faced by same-sex relationships, or other unconventional relationships, non-conformity generally, I suppose, and the discrimination that can be faced when the parish notices what's going on. Jez Lowe, Good song.
Zarederra karagi egiten dauzeru altuan bakarrik, ez da bakarrik lagunak ditu jaunzerukoak emonik. Zazpiain geru aldean ditu zortzigarrena gaixorik, zazpi mediku ekarri deutzez indija Madrietatik. Jareki garri, nundik dagoan gaixorik, amore minak baditu zonek, entrainetara zaraturik. Guzurra dino mediku honek, nik ez dut amore minik, amore minak badotaz bere, ez entrainetan zaraturik. Zean ilgonaz eta etorri gorpu ondora, errosari xozuri eder bat esku artean dozula. Neu enterretan aroenean igongo dozu korura, handixek beraz salto ingozu Virginia maren orotura. La rosatxo bat eskura eta krabelinia mosura, jente guztiak esan daixela, neure lutua dozula. Jaingerutxoak esaten dabe, salbean Ave Maria, gero guztiok gozatu daigun, zeru altuan gloria. Amen, Ave Maria.
Lots of good music on that album. It's called Mendebaldeko Uskalbaladak. Catchy, isn't it? The group is Hiru Truku, and we heard Josiba Tapia singing there and playing accordion. Clever chap. Zare Derak. And it's... Did you get a clue from my almost correct pronunciation of Uskal? It's all Basque music. Music from the Basque country. Spanish side of the border. And it sounds good. I like it. Rolls along. No idea what they're singing about. They could be ripping the heads off kittens. I've no clue. Hopefully not. I'm sure they're very nice people, those Basque chaps. Now, back to England for the next one. It's called A Place Called England, indeed. That's the name of the song, written by Maggie Holland in the late 1990s. Arguably a more resonant and important song these days. To give us this version of A Place Called England, this is The Young'uns.
I rode out on a bright May morning like a hero in a song, looking for a place called England, trying to find where I belong. Couldn't find the old flood meadow or the house that I once knew, no trace of the little river or the garden where I grew. I saw town and I saw country, motorway and sink estate, rich man in his rolling acres, poor man still outside the gate. Retail park and Burger Kingdom, prairie field and factory farm, run by men who think that England's just a place to park their car. But as the train pulled from the station through the wastelands of despair, from the corner of my eye a brightness filled the filthy air. Someone's grown a patch of sunflowers, though the soil is sooty black, marigolds and a few tomatoes right beside the railway track. down behind the terraced houses, in between the concrete towers, compost heaps and scarlet runners, secret gardens full of flowers, meter growers of scented roses right beneath the big jet's path. Bit of fortune for a garden, Eileen turns away and laughs. So rise up, George, and wake up, Arthur. Time to rouse out from your sleep. Deck the horse with sea-green ribbons. Drag the old sod from the deep. Hold the line for Dave and Daniel as they tunnel through the clay, while the oak in all its glory soaks up sun for one more day. And come all you at home with freedom. Whatever the land that gave you birth, there's room for you, both root and branch, as long as you love English earth. Room for vole and room for orchid, room for all to grow and thrive. Just less room for the rich landowner, he can stay in the Virgin Isles. For England is not flag or empire, it's not money, it's not blood.
It's limestone gorge and granite fell.
It's wealds and clay and seven mud. Blackbird singing from the may tree, lark ascending through the scales. Robin watching from your spade and English earth beneath your nails. So here's two cheers for a place called England, sore abused but not yet dead, a Mr. Harding sort of England, hanging in there by a thread. Here's two cheers for the crazy diggers, now their hour shall come around. We shall plant the seed they saved us, Commonwealth and Common Ground.
a tune called Freewheelin' to King's House. You'd think he was going downhill very quickly, wouldn't you? A la Tour de France. Freewheelin', and before that, Captain Campbell. Two tunes, Captain Campbell traditional, and Freewheelin' to King's House, composed by Angus Lyon, who played it, along with his mate Rory Campbell, from an album called Simple Tricks. King's House, of course, is a hotel in Glencoe in Scotland. And it's pretty isolated, and if I was riding a bicycle, I'd be very pleased to see it in the distance, approaching. Driving a car, no worries, as long as you don't stay too long, sampling the delights of the King's House pub. I'm going to play two tracks from an album that I quite like. I played a track from it in a recent program. The album is called Swinging at the Savoy, and it's from Vi Wickham and Paul Anastasio. Fiddle and vocal and guitar and stuff. It's rather good. We'll hear... I've forgotten what I've queued up. Oh, no, there we go. Yes, I'm going to... I haven't played a version of this for a fair while. This is St. James Infirmary Blues. It'll be sung by Vi Wickham. And then a tune that he wrote called Louisiana Ruckus.
I went down to St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table. So cold, so sweet, so fair. Let her go, let her go. God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can look this wide world over, but she'll never find a man as sweet as me. Bury me in straight-laced shoes, with a black coat and a white Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died standing by. Let her go, let her go. God bless her. Wherever she may be, you can search this wide world over, but you'll never find another man like me.
Thank you.
Louisiana Ruckus, that tune's called. It was composed by one of the fiddle players we heard there, Vi Wickham. And he was playing with Paul Anastasio, another good fiddle player. They put together an album called Swingin' at the Savoy. We also heard from the same album, Vi Wickham singing St. James Infirmary Blues. Not a bad version at all, really. Good album.
Sleep in your grain rays tonight. Can't buy no gasoline. Get his ashes home.
Featured album that we'll have time for today. That was Boll Weevil. I'm sure you're familiar with that one, Boll Weevil. Jake Blunt is the artist featured on that album, on the album called Spider Tales. A group of mostly queer artists and fine musicians right through. Jake Blunt, vocals, banjo, fiddle, Nick Garris, foot percussion, Tatiana Hargreaves on fiddle, and Rachel Eddy, fiddle and guitar and banjo, various tracks. And what label is that on? Let me see. Free Dirt. Free Dirt Records, that's the name of it. Rush out and buy it. That's all I can tell you, folks. Rush out and buy it. It's a good one. Now, we'll hear a bit of the next track, and that'll be the end of the program. I hope you've enjoyed the music today, and I hope you'll come back. We'll do it again. Go ahead with a little bit of English dance music. This is a group called Swan, Old Swan Band. The album is called Swan for the Money. Oh, I think I can hear the dashing white sergeant. Yes, here he comes now. And we'll hear a little bit of Brighton Camp, but I think we'll run out of time before it gets to there. See ya.